Today is Thursday, the 8th of November, in the 31st week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Pluscarden Abbey sing, Venite filiae, audite me. Come, my sons and daughters, listen to me. Come to the Lord and be enlightened, and your faces will not be put to shame. As I enter into prayer now, can I sense that invitation from God? Can I hear those words spoken to me? And accept the welcome and that reassurance that God wants to give me. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Let's face it. There are plenty of shepherds who wouldn't leave 99 sheep unattended to go after a single lost one. The kind who don't care at all about their sheep. They wouldn't go off looking for the lost one. And the calculating kind, who think, is it worth risking 99 for the sake of one? They'd stay put too. So what is Jesus saying then about God's attitude to us human beings, us sinners? How does God feel about us? when I consider the world around me, the part of the world I inhabit, who are among the 99? The safe ones who don't stray, the righteous persons who need no repentance. And who are the lost sheep who have wandered off? As you hear the parable again, notice the expressions of love and joy that Jesus uses. The image of the shepherd laying the sheep on his shoulders, the language of celebration and rejoicing.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
How do you feel now? Do you want to feel this love of God more strongly? Do you want to show more of this love to others? Speak to God now about whatever feelings and desires this parable has given rise to in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.